For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Kajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store, and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011. The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, April 13th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Daytime traffic control for southbound Highway 41 east of Chelan. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 38 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today and on April 17th. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane of Highway 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with Highway 46 and 15 miles south of the intersection with Highway 33. The closure will last from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and on Friday. During the middle of the week, the shoulder adjacent to the work will be closed as construction crews install a new driveway for the Verizon site access on Highway 41. Caltrans says no significant travel delays are expected during this project. County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on Peachy Canyon Road this week during working hours. From 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., crews will be making repairs along the embankments damaged in the 2023 storms, which may result in delays of up to 5 minutes. Public Works says there will be no lane restrictions outside of these working hours. Carlton Hotel reopens with Marriott Brand. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to slowcountyhearingaids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held Wednesday last week to commemorate the reopening of the historic Carlton Hotel in Atascadero. The hotel is reopened as part of the Marriott Bonvoy's tribute portfolio. This means the hotel can benefit from the Marriott brand, but will keep its control local to fit the city's aesthetic. Among the changes are 63 fully remodeled rooms, a fitness center, and the restaurant and bar set to open at the end of April. The Mabel, the restaurant and bar, will be operated by the owners of Hatch and Rotisserie and Bar in Paso Robles. Booking for the Carlton Hotel is available now. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is this Tuesday, April 14th at 6 p.m. The agenda currently has no discussion items or public hearings scheduled. The consent agenda contains an annual report for sales tax Measure D12 and the second reading of an ordinance that approves the zoning code update for the Home Depot Master Plan development. City Council approved the first reading on March 24th with a unanimous vote, which will infill three undeveloped areas at the Home Depot Commercial Center on El Camino Real with a Chick-fil-A restaurant, a drive-thru car wash, and a commercial tenant space. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The City of Atascadero will be holding its next Coffee with the Planner event this week. This month's session will be held Thursday, April 16th at 9 a.m. at the Amsterdam Coffee House. The topic will be the 2045 General Plan Update and associated zoning code updates. The city says they are currently in the environmental review stage of the General Plan Update and are completing the draft EIR. These informal sessions are intended to allow for open dialogue and provide a casual and accessible space to facilitate community input on city work. Fort Hunter Liggett will be holding its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby Saturday, April 25th at Del Venturi Reservoir. This free event is geared towards youth ages 15 and younger. Young anglers and their family can enjoy a morning of outdoors while taking part in the longstanding FHL tradition. Participants must register for the Youth Derby in advance, with three age brackets and prizes available. Participants are encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait. The parents are asked to supervise their children at all times. The event will go from 6:30 a.m. to noon. Registration can be done online. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Rangers beat the Dodgers 5-2, the Padres over the Rockies 7-2, Angels beat the Reds 9-6, the Athletics shut out the Mets 1-0, the Orioles over the Giants 6-2, the Rays beat the Yankees 5-4. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Athletics will go against the Rangers, the Angels will face the Yankees. In the NBA yesterday, the Clippers beat the Warriors 115-110, the Lakers over the Jazz 131-107, the Trailblazers beat the Kings 122-110. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers. In California news, amid allegations of sexual misconduct and assault from staff workers, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Eric Swalwell has announced he will suspend his campaign. Swalwell, however, remains defiant that the accusations are false. "I will fight the serious false accusations that have been made, but that's my fight, not a campaign's," he said on social media. The California GOP has not endorsed a candidate for governor after its statewide endorsement convention in San Diego. In order for a candidate to receive the endorsement, they must reach 60% of delegate votes. Steve Hilton received 44% of the vote, and Chad Bianco led with about 45%. Before the Palisades and Eaton fires, Los Angeles County was short about 70,000 qualified construction workers. Following the fires, that number has jumped to over 100,000 new workers in construction-related careers needed. Last year, the state awarded Los Angeles community colleges about $5 million to train more workers to help rebuild homes from the fires. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as the calendar turns from winter to spring in cattle country, the focus quickly shifts to maintaining herd health and preparing for a successful breeding season. And that means paying close attention to nutrition, body condition, and overall management as operations move through calving and into the next production phase. Tom Pala with Simplot Western Stockmans out of Miles City, Montana, says this time of the year is especially demanding because producers are effectively feeding multiple animals at once.
This time of the year, we're really feeding, you know, three head of cattle. We've got the cow, the factory, we got the calf on the ground, and then we've got the one coming.
That added pressure makes it absolutely critical to keep cows in strong body condition and on schedule for rebreeding, in particular, those younger cows that represent a significant investment. Pala says that many cattle producers are also looking for ways to simplify feeding programs and improve efficiency, especially with ongoing labor shortages across the entire industry. Now, you can always learn more about Simplot Western Stockmans by visiting simplot.com/livestock/SWS.
Hello, this is Brian Gill. I would like to invite you to the annual Gilroad Angus Spring Bull and Commercial Replacement Heifer Sale on April 22nd at the ranch near Timberlake, South Dakota. We will be selling 100 yearling and age advantage bulls and 180 commercial replacement heifers. Our sale catalog and videos are online at gilroadangus.com. We spent all fall and winter bidding on and buying thousands of our customers' calves, and we understand what works in the commercial cattle industry. You can watch and bid on the Gilroad Angus Sale online at dvauction.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Six candidates running to be California's next governor said last week during a televised forum in Fresno that if elected, they would roll back regulations that have made it challenging to farm in the state. Antonio Villaraigosa, a Democrat and former mayor of Los Angeles, referred to a study from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo that found the cost to California lettuce growers from complying with the state's environmental, labor, and food safety regulations increased by more than 1,300% from 2006 to 2024. That's not sustainable, Villaraigosa said. There actually is agreement that things are broken in Sacramento. The forum, which was hosted by the California Farm Bureau and more than two dozen other agricultural groups, kicked off the final stretch of campaigning ahead of the June 2nd primary election. They'll determine which two candidates advance to the general election in November. We found it to be critical to highlight candidates that agriculture and our rural counties are important, California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas said. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop. the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-60s, west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a few passing clouds, low 40s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow with highs in the low 70s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday and Sunday, cloudy on Monday with about a 30% chance of showers. Mid-70s Wednesday and Thursday, Friday as well, upper 70s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Goldman Sachs earnings jumped 19% in the recent quarter, helped by demand for investment banking and trading. Wall Street executives are expecting this to be a strong year for mergers and acquisitions, despite uncertainty from the Middle East conflict, though Goldman Sachs shares are lower. Global markets are losing ground after peace talks with Iran collapsed over the weekend and President Trump announced a blockade of the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. and global crude oil prices are back over $100 a barrel. There's a merger of bedding companies. Somni Group, which was created from the combination of Mattress Firm and Tempur Sealy, is buying Leggett and Platt, which makes components for furniture. It's an all-stock deal worth $2.5 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest-growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
We're here to help.
Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. On this, of course, Monday edition, all here on The Right Choice.
Ah, buckaroos. Scamp walker time again. Yeah, I'm trying to slide one by you once more. Don't matter how you do it, they say just do it like you know it. And I've been down this road once or twice before. Been getting by on getting by is my stock in trade.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Okie dokes, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1. It's a move-a-thon time. It is the third annual. It'll take place at the Paso Robles Physical Therapy, and it is to the proceeds will benefit the Parkinson's Disease Foundation here in the county. So Allison Amento will be on. We'll talk about that and, of course, Parkinson's disease itself. And I got an email from Susanna Luthi, and the baby is finally adjusting to a schedule, so she will be returning the 1st of May, 1st of May. In the meantime, this afternoon, a special, and again, a little bit of history for you, of the Civil War. Civil War. That's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. All right, I had, let's see here. Oh, I know. Gosh, I got it right here on my left-hand side. Over the weekend, there's this thing called baseball. And a couple of local products. One from San Luis Obispo High School in Cal Poly, Brooks Lee, playing shortstop for the Minnesota Twins. He had a home run Friday night, another home run on Saturday, so good for Brooks. And then Dylan Beavers, born and raised here in Paso Robles, and he was playing left field. He was playing right field. He was DHing for the Baltimore Orioles, had a couple of RBIs over the weekend, and also a couple of hits and a couple of runs scored. So some local folks doing well in the bigs. All right, there you go. Let's see here. Got an email that came in over the weekend, by the way. Kevin, I disagree with you regarding the trail from Templeton to Atascadero. I think it is about time the county spent some money on the on a project in the North County. This trail would be for all to enjoy. It seems you disagree with many projects that all of us would enjoy. Well, it's a good thing that you're thinking. We don't have the money. That's simple. When I look at projects, I don't do it because I don't like projects. We don't have the money to do this. We drive the roads. We know our roads are poor and so forth. And we're being irresponsible. And to me, it comes down to another thing. There is enough of natural beauty and wonders in this county that we can enjoy that are there that, you know, other than, you know, maybe opening up some trails. Like, I think there's, you know, about 10 trails here in the county. That's nature. We have an abundance of thing called the ocean. That's water to go enjoy. We have lakes and so forth. It's nature to enjoy. If you can't afford something, why do you, just because you want it? And also, as I've asked the question, particularly on this project, what is the need for it other than it's nice? It's nice. It goes back to a couple of things I always remember through the years here on the Morning Exchange. One was, and I'm going back many, many years, maybe at the beginning of the Morning Exchange, where a lady called in, and she was living out, she had moved to Creston, and she was angry that there wasn't a sushi bar in Creston. Okay. You move there, I'm assuming you looked around the area. And then we had another lady who moved, and her husband, again, this is probably within the same time frame, living out, they moved to out at the lake. She was complaining that the ambulance service wasn't quick enough. Her husband had some health issues. Okay. Your husband has health issues. You decide to move maybe to your dream home or whatever it is, and you didn't even look into that. I just don't, I guess from a different mindset. Use your brains. Use your brains. You know, we want everything in our backyard. We want all the conveniences. Those conveniences cost money. When you make decisions to move places, take a look at your surroundings. Most real estate agents, they're open for you to ask questions. But to spend $30 million on a damn trail so we can for a mile is just irresponsible. It's not that I wouldn't think it would be nice. Well, if we have an abundance of money, maybe. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, man. I've been listening a long time. I remember that woman. We also had the woman who did something about it for the two-lane highway, the Shalame intersection, and so forth, the Jimmy Dean corner.
Yeah, and her name should have been on the plaques.
Absolutely should have been on the plaque, because if it wasn't for her, we wouldn't have it. And of course, we've survived having the money stolen from that account from the budget twice by this governor. It's back now, I think, but that's how much he thinks of fixing the roads. He'll steal the money out of the fund if he needs it for some other project.
Well, Jordan Cunningham helped get some of that back.
Yes, he did. He did during his stay with us as a politician. So the bottom line here is, you're exactly right, Kevin. If you don't have the money, you don't buy it. If you don't have the money in the private sector, you can't buy it because you don't have the money. So what's the difference between the public and the private? Of course, that is that they have access to copious amounts of tax money for certain projects. Kind of like when your roads are a mess and you build pickleball courts instead. One of those moves, and we've had a bunch of them around here, and I know you remember most of them because you announced it on the radio station. But the bottom line here is another trail because somebody wants to, 15 people want to ride their bicycle to Atascadero? I don't think so. I've ridden a bicycle from here, Paso Robles, out in the country, all the way to Atascadero many times in a week and several weeks to take care of my godmother. And I used to ride a bike for triathloning. So I use it as a workout to ride to Atascadero Road. Well, there you go. You ride down it through horse country. Nothing could be better. It's a pretty reasonably safe road, too, for a bicycle, because there's not that much traffic on it on a daily basis.
Look, you know, more and more people in this country, and I'm not referring to kids either. Everybody wants something for, you know, whether it's this or their cause for you and me to pay for.
Correct.
And they want the Taj Mahal all the time. Folks, again, we don't have the money. You know, even in cases where you may have the money, and I'm talking in your private life, you still may say, you know, this is really not a need. I'd rather use this money for a rainy day or something which inevitably comes up in life that you'll need the money for that's a lot more important.
Yes, and it's somebody's job who we elect to decide conscientiously, at least, what's important. What is important? Right. A trail for bicycles and walking? That's not all that important. So I don't know what's happening.
Maybe it's just, well, they have it, I want it.
Yes. That is true. You know, they've wanted other things in Creston before, and they've actually protested and done something about it. Now, if you're not going to do anything about it, then you're stuck without it.
But Creston has also done a good job of doing their own fundraising and getting things
done. I agree.
They have.
I agree they have. But the bottom line here is, unless somebody's willing to step up to the plate and sponsor something like that where they collect money and pay the bill with private money, well, people who voluntarily gave the money rather than having it taken away from them.
Look at, what was it, the Acorn, remember, the for the Barney Schwartz Park?
Yeah. I remember the hassle over, it was months long over Barney Schwartz Park.
All right, but the public started things. But if you want to bring it closer to the time frame, again, you look at the Bob Jones, the county bike people. Remember, they promised that they were going to come up with X amount of millions of dollars, and they fell well short of that. And I think you know, again, you know, when the county said, "Yeah, we're going to do this." Because, you know, these people, these groups and organizations are going to get together, do fundraisers and fundraiser and fundraiser. They had to know that they weren't going to be able to raise, you know, 10% of the money.
Correct.
But they used that as a carrot. Well, you know, we're going to get all this donated money to help build the trail. BS.
Well, you know, heretofore, they helped with the money for things like intersections and roads and stuff like that. Now we're spending tax dollars, and in the case of the Bob Jones Trail, because they have a unwilling property owner, it's going to require eminent domain. Now, I don't believe in eminent domain unless it's for a freeway off-ramp, or a real road. That makes some sense. Mm-hmm. But to take somebody's property away and introduce the public to that private property, are they going to accept that liability as well? So when somebody's on this trail, let's even use the private property that they're going to have to use eminent domain for, whose liability is it? The property owner or the county for building the trail? Go figure. I don't know for sure. I don't think anyone knows what will happen if you have a court case over something like that. And we've had them. Well, so, you know, this is all well and good. And if you want to set up a private circumstance where everybody can donate money, volunteer money or labor to do this, okay with me, but to use tax dollars is unacceptable.
Well, the problem with in some cases with the private money, okay, let's suppose that they do that, and I don't know what the laws are regarding If something's going to be built in a place like this, or in that section there, what is the legality of the people that come up with the money as opposed to the government? Because the government obviously has more means from the taxpayers. But at the end of the day, too, is what about long-term maintenance?
Because, there you go.
Because what happens is, and we've seen it with some things such as a skate park, that the, you know, it's a current fad and so forth. Again, we're going back in some years ago. So all these people stand up in front of the city council and they say, well, you know, if you don't build this skate park, these kids are going to join gangs. Okay, so we have the threat from the parents apparently not being able to take hold of their kids or discipline their kids with the threat. And then we get the same parents saying they're going to volunteer and they're going to monitor it.
Which they never did.
No, they didn't. And besides that, that's the phase that it goes through, that your kid goes through. And then after 2 or 3 years, a new phase, fad comes in, rather, and then the place is empty.
Well, I think it's empty because it's kept locked a lot. I don't know. It's still there. Anyone who wants to see it can drive by and take a look. It's a bona fide skate, if you want to call it a park, I suppose. But it is a concrete, I don't know what you would call it, where you run skateboards and you have events to do on a skateboard. And it's built for you with concrete. That's what's at the park.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it looks like on the weekends because I drive by there 2 times a week, you know, during the day when kids would be in school. So I don't know what it's like afterwards. But, you know, my point is that these groups that say they're going to do this and do that, it's very short-lived.
Yes.
And I don't care whether it's skate parks or anything else. It's very short-lived. And the other is, and it's just like all your youth league sports, is you only have a small handful of people who are willing to stand up and volunteer. The rest of them, and I don't mean all of them, but the rest of them all have ideas on how the volunteers should do it, but they're not going to step up to do it because they're too damn lazy. You have, you know, again, in youth sports, you're going to have the same people volunteering, doing the snacks, helping with the fields, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Same people, yes.
It's a very small percentage.
I don't know. Maybe we should vote for it. We know we're going to be voting on a school bond, or at least we think we are. It hasn't been 100% voted through yet, but it seems like they have the votes on the school board to do that. So, you know, here we go again.
Well, Cody, I don't agree with on the voting simply because I don't trust the public enough. Because when you, for the people that would want it, they're going to show the shiny, nice-looking pictures that the public's going to fall in love with. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Look at that. That is so cool. Oh, yeah, we need this, et cetera, et cetera. The bottom, well, for me, I'm not saying the bottom line because we hear that enough, is our elected officials have a responsibility. And again, I'm going to hammer this. They should say, you know what, that looks nice and so forth. We simply don't have the money, and it's really not needed. We have managed to live this long without it. Please tell me the importance. What is the priority that we should have this and spend $30 million? And again, we don't have the money. So well, why would anybody in their right mind say this is a good idea?
I agree with that. But the problem here is you have people voting, and they'll be voting on a bond issue that don't even understand what a bond issue is. They don't know that they'll be paying for that bond on their tax bill. They don't think about that.
Well, and they don't know how much it's really going to cost over the term of the bond.
Just be sure that you remember that if you vote for a bond, what you're doing is you're borrowing money for the school district. That's what you're doing. And you're going to be paying interest rates and it'll be retired. Of course, you can buy a bond and try to offset that by owning one of the bonds, or two or three, but as an investment, because you know it's a fixed interest rate. You'll know how much the bond's interest rate is when they offer it to you in an election. And remember, you're voting debt for yourself. That's what you're doing with a bond. So don't mistake it.
Well, and also remember that if you look at your property tax bill and, you know, particular areas here, you're paying on older bonds already.
Oh, boy, are you. Two of them for sure.
Yeah, you've got the old school bond and also Cuesta.
Cuesta, yes. So you're already paying on two of them. Why do you want to indebt yourself more when these are semi-trying times, yep, according to the government?
Yep, that's right. All right, I got another call.
We'll talk soon.
Hi, good morning.
Do we need a larger air-conditioned gym that is not going to be used during the summer anyway? That's what they want this bond for.
I don't know how many.
Why don't they put air, swamp coolers? Okay. I wasn't done. Why don't they put swamp coolers on the current gym? Swamp coolers work great in this area.
Chris, it's a small gym, isn't it?
I didn't see the size, actually. I've never been inside the Carlton Hotel.
No, the gym.
What gym?
The high school gym.
Oh, Gilesa gym. Sorry, I thought we were talking about...
Even when you went to school, did you think it was small?
Gilesa gym, I don't know. I just thought it was a gym. Like, it was bigger than the middle school gym, that was for sure.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a basketball court that can be turned into a tennis court and volleyball court. Actually, okay. No, not tennis. Unless it's, like, indoor, like, badminton.
Badminton, volleyball.
Yeah.
Probably something else. All right, well. Swamp cooler. I don't...
What's a swamp cooler?
Look it up.
Okay.
It's... You've seen them, particularly in old houses. They look like air conditioners sticking out. Matter of fact, I think there's one on the way. If you walk right down here, you know, on your way home.
Yeah.
That house, it's... kind of on the, that you look straight when you come to the corner there. It's right next to the alleyway.
Now I'm getting a little lost. It's all right. I'll look it up and I'll look at it myself.
Okay, I remember a former basketball player and tight end for Paso Robles High School, James Morgan, used to live there. But I'm pretty sure that they have a swamp cooler there. So anyway, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A segment of Highway 41 east of Chelan will be closed today and on April 17th. Caltrans announced the lane closure will be for a southbound lane on the 41, about 4 miles north of the interchange with the 43. The closure is from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today and on Friday. Fort Hunter Liggett will be holding its 24th annual Youth Fishing Derby Saturday, April 25th at Del Venturi Reservoir. This free event is geared towards youth ages 15 and younger, with three age brackets with prizes available. Participants are encouraged to bring their own fishing rods and bait. The event will go from 6:30 a.m. till noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. A U.S. blockade of Iranian ports is set to begin at 10 a.m. Eastern after talks aimed at ending the war failed to deliver.
President Trump said he will send ships to carry out an all-in or all-out blockade to keep Iran from selling oil to only those it chooses. On Fox's Sunday Morning Futures, the president said he doesn't believe the U.S. will go it alone.
We think that numerous countries are going to be helping us with this also.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell suspending his campaign for governor of California.
Four women accused Swalwell of sexual misconduct and sexual assault on Friday. Swalwell has denied the allegations, quoting them about being absolutely false.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Some Democrats also calling for Swalwell to resign his seat in the House. America is listening to Fox News.
Story termite and pest control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story termite and pest control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat.
It is 9 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Time for sports. And it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialists.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Rory McIlroy won the Masters for the second straight year. Scottie Scheffler finished in second place, just one stroke back after a final round 68. Justin Rose tied for third, two back. Cam Young also tied for third. By the way, in the final round, three different guys had a two-shot lead, including Rose at age 45 at one point. In the NBA, to end the regular season, Philadelphia beat Milwaukee by 20. Doc Rivers reportedly will not return as Milwaukee's head coach. Atlanta lost badly at Miami, while Toronto won easily against Brooklyn. The Raptors are in the 5 seed in the East. They'll face Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs. That'll be the opening game one on Saturday. In the West, Denver won its 12th straight game, a victory at San Antonio. The Nuggets win keeps them as the 3 seed in the West, facing Minnesota starting Saturday. The Lakers beat Utah. The Lakers play Houston in the first round. Ty Gibbs, the NASCAR winner.
All righty, and in baseball, it was the Orioles defeating the Giants 6-2. The Angels got past the Reds. That final was 9-6. Other action, we had the Padres 7-2 over the Rockies. The Rangers defeated the Dodgers 5-2. All right, sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night, 13th in Riverside in Paso Robles. Moving gently along here on your Monday edition on The Right Choice.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. All righty, so clouds and some sunshine today. Highs in the mid-60s, clearing skies tonight. Overnight lows are right around 40. Sunny on your Tuesday with highs in the low 70s. On Wednesday, we'll go out to the mid-70s. And same on Thursday, same on Friday, same on Saturday, same on Sunday. And next Monday, right now, about a 25% chance of rain, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 7, up and down, 6:33 a.m., 7:34 p.m. We are at 37 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've been serving you since 1979. The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot,
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Checking out to see if there's any varmints out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is home, safe, and sound. All right. Looking to my left, there is nothing to report this morning on the World Famous Pet Alert, but Mr. Garcia, we'll start things off here.
Hope we start off strong.
Of all the living things on Earth, what percentage are insects?
Ooh. You know, I'm willing to bet this is a pretty high percentage, so I'm going to go with about 80%.
Right on the nose.
Ooh, really? What was it?
80% of all living things on Earth are insects.
Okay, I didn't know I'd be that exact. No. Pretty good, pretty good.
That's a good start for your week here. I hate insects.
Me too. So I guess I hate 80% of all living things on Earth.
Okay. I hadn't thought about it from that, but yeah. All right. I'll have to remember that. I like that analogy. All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. The world-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Okay, here we go. Time for trivia. Yes, indeed. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place Pass Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner out at the airport. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, see if you know the name of this show. This show is, I still see it on the air. As a matter of fact, I saw it over the weekend. It was first broadcast in 1957, but it was dropped after one season. However, another network picked it up and it ran for another 5 years. But here's the interesting part. This show never broke in to the Nielsen's ratings top 30. It would last 2 weeks now. So this show never made the top 30 in its seasons. And it has become kind of an American, I don't know, not trademark, but somewhat Americana, I think. The characters are all memorable. And except for one of them, they really didn't, you know, as far as the names of, you know, being in the public, but everybody knew the names of them, particularly the characters. All right. Never broke into the top 30. And this was a family show. All right. It's about the adventures of his family and his friends. All right. Only one of the main characters still is still with us. And he is now 77 years young. All right. What show do you think it is? let me see here. I can't without giving it away too much. Some of the shall we say, friends of the main character, people would remember. They would remember. And also the other one is memorable, extremely memorable. Hi, good morning.
Andy and Mayberry?
Nope, not Mayberry. Hi, good morning.
I want to go with Leave It to Beaver.
Yes, Leave It to Beaver, Theodore Beaver Cleaver, the one and only Mr. Jerry Mathers. Well done, sir. May I have your name?
Bo Bullard.
Bo, were you more like, let's see here. Were you more like Wally, Theodore, or Eddie Haskell?
All the above. I'll have to call back and tell a story. I did some work for Wally back in the early 90s.
Oh, really?
Down in Malibu. Yeah, pretty funny story.
Tony Dowd. Love to hear it. Love to hear it. All right, Bo, we have you down as a qualifier.
All right, thank you, guys. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Yep, the Leave It to Beaver. Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver. Theodore Beaver Cleaver with some of his friends, including, Larry Mondello and Gilbert Bates, Miss Canfield, and so forth and so on, the whole nine yards. All right, there you go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. The city of Atascadero will be holding its next Coffee with the Planner event this week. This month's session will be held Thursday, April 16th at 9 a.m. at the Amsterdam Coffee House. The topic discussed will be the 2045 General Plan update and associated zoning code updates. The County Public Works announced travelers can expect some delays on Peachy Canyon Road this week during working hours, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Crews will be making repairs along the embankments damaged in the 2023 storms, which may result in delays of up to 5 minutes. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 37 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Barbara Billingsley said that June Cleaver's wardrobe was more than a fashion statement. The pearl necklace hit a hollow on her neck that would have caused shadows. And the high-heeled shoes, they were used to offset the boy's growing height. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, and a whole lot more.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.